Chapter 8. Everyone's Real Friend. The following is a short talk given by His Holiness Shripad Bhakti Ananda Sagar Maharaj at the end of a gathering in Mauritius. We are very fortunate to have had the opportunity in Mauritius to hear from Srila Govinda Maharaj. In a very simple and charming way, he has delivered to us some words about Krishna consciousness. As it was mentioned by a respected guest earlier today, quote, I see Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada in Srila Govinda Maharaj. End of quote. This is no accident, because Srila Prabhupada and Srila Govinda Maharaj are very intimately connected. For many years in India, they lived together, and Srila Govinda Maharaj was like a son to Srila Prabhupada. He said, I consider Govinda Maharaj as my most beloved son, actually. It was from Srila Prabhupada that Srila Govinda Maharaj studied Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada himself studied from Srila Govinda Maharaj's guru, Srila Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj. So these three form a very intimate group. After Srila Prabhupada left the world in 1977, we had Srila Sridhar Maharaj to guide and shelter us. We all felt the need that after Srila Sridhar Maharaj's disappearance, there would be someone to continue presenting these teachings in a genuine and authentic way. I knew from both Srila Prabhupada and Srila Sridhar Maharaj that the person would be Srila Govinda Maharaj. For this reason, I and others many times invited him to travel around the world. It is therefore a special event for me that he has kindly taken me with him on these travels. Here in Mauritius, we have all had the opportunity to hear how Srila Maharaj has given us a very happy idea about serving Krishna. He has also expressed much appreciation for this lovely country. The Vaishnavas never say, I am Guru. They never show themselves as being superior to us. Srila Maharaj always said, I am a simple man. Srila Prabhupada was a great guru, but I am a simple man, and I do not know if I can do such big things. But gradually, from all over the world, people came to Srila Guru Maharaj's home, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat in Navadvip. And as they went back to their own homes around the world, they also felt, we need such a teacher. Consequently, they sent more and more invitations. The result is that now, like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Govinda Maharaj is doing these same things and is spreading the exalted teachings of the Sri Rupanuga Sampradaya around the world. The Vaishnava, the devotee of God, the devotee of Krishna, is the real friend of all living beings and of all human society. He is their natural friend, and he has no enemy in the world. He gives us the teachings of how we also can become Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means the servant of God, Vishnu. One who belongs to Vishnu is called Vaishnava. Vaishnavas are not sectarian religionists. Dharma is often translated as religion, but Dharma comes from the original root word dri, which means to hold. It means that our very nature, the substantial part that holds us in our life is Dharma. Vaishnava Dharma is our original nature, and it is also called Jiva Dharma. Jiva comes from the word Jiva. As Srila Govinda Maharaj explained here, the Jiva is the soul, that is, you and I. We are souls, and our nature is to serve God, to serve Krishna. But now, our original spiritual nature has become covered by mundane association, the material world. Therefore, the Vaishnava saints come from time to time to awaken us to our original natural self of being a servant of Krishna. In Bengali, this is called Jivera Swarupa Hai Krishnera Nityadas. We are not only servants of Krishna in the morning or in the evening, but eternally. Eternal means that there is no beginning and no end. It is our natural position to serve Him, and we can serve Him through the mercy and grace of the Vaishnava teachers, like Srila Govinda Maharaj. Service to Krishna is the most natural function of the soul. It is not a matter of converting anybody from this religion to that religion. It is already the natural function within the soul of all beings. And as Srila Maharaj has kindly told us, if we start this knowledge from our childhood and through our youthhood, it will stay with us eternally. In such a way, we shall have a start in life, and we shall have some purpose. In French, there is a nice expression, raison d'être. We must have raison d'être. We must have a goal in life. We must have a purpose in life, not only eating. When we are hungry, we can only think about eating. And when we are tired, we can only think about sleeping. Later on, we may marry and have a family, and we may have to fight for our family or for our country. But these things alone are not everything. There is raison d'être. There is a reason for living beyond and above our bodily existence. Srila Maharaj has pointed out to us that we are not this body. The person in this body goes from boyhood to youth to old age. An old person once had a young body, but in both bodies he is the same person, the same soul. Similarly, you were also in a young baby's body. Now you are in a young lady's or gentleman's body. Your body will become older and old, but you are the same person. From young to being youthful to adult to older, you are the same person. Only the body is changing. And that person is spiritual. He or she is Jivatma, a living soul. The soul is spiritual and has some spiritual work to do, some spiritual function to do, and that is service to God. It is Srila Maharaja's observation, and also mine by his grace, that in Mauritius you all naturally have that godly heart. It is a very happy thing to see, because your future will be very great and bright. When Srila Prabhupada came here, it was reported that he said, "This country can all become Vaishnavas. They can all become devotees of God." He had that vision to see. And Srila Govinda Maharaj also has told us like that. He feels very much happy and at home here. Just as we were so fortunate to have the association of Srila Prabhupada, we are now so lucky to have Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. He is carrying the same current. He is a personality of the same soil, the same land. He can and is giving us these teachings. Thus ends chapter 8, Everyone's Real Friend.